mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three on this live Friday edition. Thank you for joining us. I want to get into this email I got. Martial law in Florida describing what life's like there. And the mainstream media confirms this is the atmosphere of what's happening. Also, Iran, more threats now, not just to defend themselves, but to preemptively strike. That's the danger of our government starting the doctrine of preemption. Then others say they're going to use it, like North Korea and Iran. Very, very serious escalation, and the Iranians are falling right into the globalist trap. And again, they're thugs too, but again, it's like Satan fighting with one of his demons, is my analogy. But right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Bill in New York. You're on the air, Bill. Thanks for holding.
Yes, this is Bill from Oyster Bay.
Yes, sir.
The reason why I'm calling is there are three quick things. First, I believe that one of the reasons why the government wants to get kids into having pharmaceuticals pushed on them, so that way, many years later, they'll be disqualified from owning firearms. In other words...
Yes, get everybody a label as mentally ill, but also they found that you're four times more likely to use illegal narcotics if you've been on Ritalin or Prozac. So they're also getting them ready for that market for the drugs they ship in.
Right, right. See, if you try to force this on adults, they're going to say, wait a second, I know you're trying to take away my rights. They want kids to get into the system, so that way when they're adults, for the rest of their life, they're labeled.
Sir, there's official government policy reports that say that.
Right,
so
right.
So your instinctive common sense is the facts. This is so evil.
Yeah. The next thing is, a friend of mine had a tax problem about 15 years ago. And the question is, do you know how he can recover his gun right?
Over a tax problem?
He had a tax problem 15 years ago.
And he was convicted of something?
Yeah, it was called, at first it was going to be called the mail fraud, I'm sorry, at first it was going to be called the tax fraud, but then he pled to something called mail fraud.
Yeah, that's the thing. You make a mistake on your taxes and they call it mail fraud because you did something fraudulent through the mail. It's ridiculous.
The question is,
it depends on what state you're in, but there's a procedure to have your rights restored.
There is. But the thing is, even though it was a federal matter, your state could restore it.
I believe you can go to federal judges and have that done, too. I'm not a lawyer, but I know people that do it all the time. It's a procedure.
So the federal
government... He can figure it out himself and do the paperwork himself, or he can pay a lawyer a couple $1,000s. A good lawyer that does that should be able to do it for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the reason why...
You just go get a lawyer that does that. That's their specialty. And then they do it for you. But if you want to study the law yourself, you can save a couple $1,000s and a couple $100s in filing fees in general and have it done.
Yeah, but there are different lawyers with different kinds of specialties.
That's what I was saying. You go to a lawyer who has that
specialty. Right, and what is that specialty called?
Restoration of rights.
Restoration of rights.
You'd probably get some type of criminal defense lawyer.
I'll tell him about that. Also, if you want me to email you an Illuminati organizational chart, and it has the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, I've seen most of those different flow charts that are out there, but sure, you can send it to me if you want.
Sure, sure. And I'll send on the information you gave to me to my friend.
What information is that?
Oh, about how to restore his rights. About how he should go shopping for counsel.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to get all these calls out of the way. I've been holding too long. We'll come back and talk to Cherokee, Ivy, Cherokee, Don, Ron, and many others. But I do want to get into this Iran situation and some other key little tidbits here concerning the police state. Also, this email, where is that email? Just had it, concerning martial law in Florida. Yeah, here it is. In fact, I'll do this first when we get back. Martial law in Florida, a listener writes, I'm not sure what the exact definition of martial law is, but we in Port Charlotte, Florida, are under a 9 p.m. curfew because of the Hurricane Charlie, and I have a question about what's going on here because it does seem like martial law to me, and we'll describe what, yes, indeed, is martial law, my dear. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This email is posted on Infowars.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've gotten gobs and gobs of emails like this, and I'm sure you've seen the stories where the father with three children, no criminal record, 4 days after not being allowed in his house, after the hurricane leaves, pulls up and says, I'd like into my house, starts arguing, going, come on, I'm out of money. Now we're learning more about this. I'm out of money. I don't have money to stay in a hotel. The shelters are all full. I just want to go to my house. Get out of the car, and they taser him. I mean, the last big hurricane, what was it, like 12, 15 days in some areas before they let him back into their house? I mean, your house is your castle, but they're setting a precedent that there's no mobility, no capacity to travel when there's been some type of crisis. Well, here is the headline, Martial Law in Florida, and the listener writes, I'm not sure what the exact definition of martial law is, but we in Port Charlotte, Florida, are under a 9 p.m. curfew because of the Hurricane Charlie, and I have a question about what's going on here because it does seem like martial law to me. By the way, inspectors then tromp through your house. Tonight, my roommate was coming home from work, and it was around 9 p.m. We both have to work out of town for now because there is still no power here around 9 p.m., but got delayed by an accident. And when he was approaching the town just south of us, Punta Gorda, which President Bush came to survey the disaster, he got stopped at the border and was turned back miles out of the way to take the interstate home. That having happened, he was now even more late coming home. Ooh, such freedom. Overport, Kentucky has a curfew for adults year-round just because they feel like it. And when he was coming into town, he got stopped by the National Guard, who then searched his car and almost arrested him. Also Saturday morning when I was coming back into town from northern Florida, having left because of the storm, I encountered an unwarned of roadblock and was greeted by a cop on a major power trip yelling at us to turn around and would not tell us why. and would not tell us when we could proceed. Is this normal procedure for a hurricane? I don't know. But whether it is or not, it isn't. It sure seems like martial law to me. National Guardsmen are posted all over town and fully armed. The reason given is to protect businesses from looting, which is very unlikely to happen here anyway. But even when they have no reason to believe that there is a person has looted or is planning it, they will stop you, search your car, and if they want, they will arrest you. What's kind of ironic is that this is stressing out most people around here because they were not prepared for it. I have been at peace during this because I knew it was coming. Hopefully, some of the people I have been telling about this stuff will start believing me now. Sorry about babbling through that, but again, they didn't do this 10, 20 years ago. I mean, devastating hurricanes happen. They didn't do this. And certainly in some big cities, looting does start, and the police can just go in and apprehend the people and punish them. But now, even in small towns, middle-sized cities with no looting, they just lock you out of your house. And if you're lucky enough to get back into these towns, you're being searched by troops. And then you come home, and your house has been searched by the police. It's all part of this Big Brother attitude, this overarching emergency, war plan system, which they're now setting up in every other state. Let's go ahead and talk to Ivy. Ivy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jones. It's so nice to talk to you. You've been bashing the limeys all day. That's okay. I want to tell you about Nixon, 1970, and the Vietnam War. Can I tell you?
Sure.
I was on a peace march in Washington in 1970. There was a huge crowd, peaceful, mothers, fathers, children. I had my children with me. I stood next to Dr. Spock. He marched right next to me. I don't know if you remember him. The baby
yes.
Doctor? Anyway.
Had the horrible ideas about raising children.
I know. He was all for peace, though.
Yeah, nice guy. I was joking. Go ahead.
And while we were marching, unbeknownst to us, Nixon sent his men, Nixon's men, into the parking lot, write down all the tags on our cars. They knew we had to drive in, you know, and park. And all these people, including me, were put on an FBI file. And I found that out. Now, I didn't care for me because, you know, but they come after your children. They gave my son a terrible time. He was 16 and a half, 17 at that time. And, you know, the Vietnam War was on.
Yeah, they're nice people, aren't they? Nixon, it actually came out, had plans at a Republican convention to bomb things and then blame it on enemies to get martial law. I mean, it's the same story over and over and over and over again. But you know what? Let them put 10 million of us on a list. There's more of us than there are of them. We're the good guys.
Well, I didn't mind, but my point is that if he had not been disgraced and left office, that maybe that was the beginning of something like we have now.
Well, again, Nixon wasn't running anything. He was being ordered to do everything he was doing, and then he was hung out to dry. The globalists do that a lot and then move in with another party to continue the agenda. But bottom line, they have to get the public to accept anything they do. That's why they're trying to tell us martial law is good, secret arrest and internment camps are good. But people aren't buying it. They said, ooh, vaccinations for our police and firemen are good. You have to. And 99%+ said no, and that program fell apart. So, see, people may not fight back overtly, but people are passively not going along. Their system is destined to fail, my dear.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I want to say one more thing, and then I'll go. Somebody famous once said, you can pay half of the population to kill the other half.
You can, and somebody else said, I never underestimate the stupidity of the American people, and I don't agree with that. I think we're focused on issues that aren't significant. We're experts on baseball and football and how to act cool and how to have our grass perfectly green, but we're not experts on telling our children don't use drugs, not because it's cool, but because the government ships it in to destroy you.
Look at all the people with pay, and we give them guns, and they do their duty.
They do their duty. They have a duty to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
and just so you know... You know, I have an English last name, Welsh. So I wasn't being mean when I said limey.
Well, I've been here too long to call the limey.
No, I know, but I was throwing that out. I said limey. You know what limey means?
No, I know.
Well, you know, you want to tell folks what limey means?
Well, a long time ago, the sailors on the boat were getting scurvy, and they started giving them limes to alleviate the condition, and so they called them limeys.
Yes, so the British were the preeminent sailing country. They overpassed, overtook, I should say, Portugal and the Dutch by, 1580 or so, began really becoming the preeminent group. And then they got even more preeminent by the 1600s because it took other countries hundreds of years to figure out what the British knew, and it was no secret. They just laughed at them and thought scurvy was caused by something else. But the British scientists figured out how to put lime juice in something everybody would drink. That was in their grog. They're two parts water, one part rum, and that's what grog is.
They would, and they could carry them on the boat, and they lasted a long time.
That's right. And so they didn't get scurvy, so the British could stay at sea twice as long and be more effective. And so when a British ship pulled up to a ship twice its size that had been at sea for a year, you had all these skinny, dying people with their teeth falling out, and a crew of half as many British could slaughter all of them and take over.
Right, so now, why do they call you Yank?
Because that's a good point. I mean, I know the song is Yankee Doodle. Why do they call us Yanks? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know why we're called Yanks.
Somebody else figure that out. I'm going to go now. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Hey, thank you for the call. I just thought it was interesting. Yeah, you know what? I knew that. And so, you know how it is. When somebody wants to know something, you don't know. And then as soon as I turn the microphone off and walk out of the studio, I'll know exactly what a Yank is. Do we have any open lines? Scott? Okay, well, why don't you drop a line? Oh, that's kind of mean. If somebody can get in, tell us, only call if you know what a Yank is. Why are we called Yankees? Oh, it's about to pop in my head. Of course, you know, people in the South don't like being called Yanks, but in Europe they call all of us Yanks. But Yankees. I think Limey is cooler than Yankee. I don't know. I have to apologize for saying Yankee. These are all just normal words that then get bad connotations, folks. I think Limey's a cool name for the British. I mean, it shows that they were scientific and figured stuff out before people. But think about how backwards and I don't want to say ignorant the French and Spanish were, but it took them over 100 years to figure out that lime juice would keep you from dying. I just think that's interesting. I've read a lot of naval history. I find that interesting. I read a lot of history. That's when in my time off, I like to sit on the couch for 3-4 hours drinking gallons of ice water, drinking weird naval accounts. It's so interesting. I read the actual histories. I also like Patrick O'Brien books. I've read 15 of those babies now. And I'm sad that I'm going to get to the end of the series. He only wrote 20. All right, that's enough. Now I'm really out of control here with, hey, I could be mainstream talk radio now, man. I'm talking about, you know, tertiary little side issues. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next? Cherokee in Kentucky. Go ahead, Cherokee.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to make people aware of what's happening in my church. We have been doing lessons on how to respect the government and how we are to submit to authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that the SDA church and the government back in the 1954 did a project called Project White Coat.
Now, ma'am, which church is this?
Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah, a lot of religions do this so they get left alone. You know, Orthodox Jewish groups are really nice, good, smart, great, upstanding people. They teach, do what the government says, because they don't want to get persecuted. And so the Seventh-day Adventists and others have picked up on this. Mormons weren't like this in the past. Now they're teaching that, which has made a lot of Mormons mad. The Baptist Church here in Austin tells them to do this. I've got Catholic Church handouts. And you know, Hitler did that. Hitler said, Romans 13, follow your government, do what it says. Well, that's not what it really says, folks.
Yeah.
If that's the case, why did they kill Jesus? Why did they kill all the prophets? It's not true. You're supposed to stand up against evil. So I guess when we get the Antichrist, we're supposed to follow him because we got to follow the government. That's the doctrine of Satan. Stay there.
be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, Cherokee in Kentucky. You go to your church, and I guess they teach you Romans 13, and tell you that when the Antichrist stands up, we should worship him because you got to follow all authority of government. Thus, Moses should have never stood up against Pharaoh. We are to worship the government. We should never have fought Hitler. Government is God. Is that what they're teaching you?
Well, in a roundabout way, yes. But you see, historically, our church always said to stand up to government and to not, you know, if they're going to force you to do something on the Sabbath, you know, you stand up, even if they throw you in jail.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have friends that are Seventh-day Adventists, quite a few of them.
Right. But the thing that has really got me concerned is this Project White Coat that I've come across. And Congressman Richard McCarthy investigated that subject and the U.S. involvement in chemical and biological warfare. And he had a quote in Spectrum magazine, the summer of 1970, page 65. And he said, "My knowledge of Project White Coat, and I base that on the statements made by very responsible people, is that it is offensive, not defensive, and that the Seventh-day Adventists are being duped."
And how were the Seventh-day Adventists involved in this?
Well, higher up, the Adventists are very big in the medical field. We have a lot of doctors and hospitals and stuff. But what they would do is if you were an Adventist and you joined the military, then they would have a check next to your name, and you would be run through and given all these treatments or something along that line. And
send me some information on that. I find that to be intriguing.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Don in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I was just calling it as far as that National Guard man that called about an hour ago. And I was in the Coast Guard there from 84 to 88. And they actually had me sign a survey, is the way they called it. And one of the questions is, in time of civil war, would I bear arms upon my own American citizens? Of course I signed no.
And then you didn't get promoted.
Oh, you're darn right. I got booted out on the quote-unquote the fat boy program, and I just told him the heck with you. But everyone else, the one guy, he went from an E4 right up to E6 in a matter of 2 years, and I just couldn't understand that at the time, and it just definitely sort of teed me off.
Yeah, they've been carefully weeding out the good people, but 76% on average still say no in major surveys they give them. So they send you overseas, and you get all the shots, and you get the DU. But the good guys, they get treated bad, and the bad guys, they get put in power.
Right, right. At the same time, if I may, could I send you a thing between the difference between the automobile and the vehicle there for Pennsylvania? If I could I plug my own 800 number and I'll mail it out to anyone who wishes to get that?
I didn't see your information, sir, and I have a policy against people I don't know giving out their number. Send me another email, and who knows, I might have you on as a guest.
No, I'll just mail it to you again if you wish, sir.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I missed it. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, I'm calling with a bit of information, a little antidote about something that popped up. But I'd like to real quick answer two questions from prior calls, from yourself and prior calls before
yes.
I get to that. You asked about the term Yankee. Now, it was my understanding that the term is derived from Iroquois Indians, I think particularly Mohawks, who used the term Yaki derogatorily to describe the earliest colonial settlers.
That's right. I'd heard that.
Yeah, and that's how Yankee was derived from that Mohawk Iroquois word. Secondly, another call asked, and he was from Oyster Bay, New York, about restoration. It's called Relief from Disabilities, Restoration of Firearms Rights. In the federal system, there is none. The only thing that they had in the federal system with reference to that is built in for corporations to have rights, if you were part of some corporate scandal, have those rights restored. Not for individuals, and even that doesn't matter because the government, since the implementation of that program under the Brady Act in 1993, has never ever financed that. So the only way you could get rights restored if you have a disabling federal conviction after the fact, and it's been many years, obviously.
Is to have the conviction overturned?
Which is probably past the statute of limitations for that from the way he spoke, or to have a pardon, which don't hold your breath waiting for a presidential pardon.
You've got to be a real criminal to get one of those.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, you got to pay off really nice to get one of those like Mark Rich or someone like that. But so that's that. The states have a program, but unfortunately, if you're convicted of a federal offense, your options are between slim and none. But now let me get to my main point.
Real fast. We're almost out of time.
Okay. I had an indication the other day. Banks are starting to harvest large swaths of personal information on people, and I mean superfluous information. And I ran into it personally 3 days ago. In which they're putting it into central data banks. Now, this is all interconnected to Patriot Act 1. They uplink the info for the government.
Yes, sir. It's total criminality. Has nothing to do with torture, nothing to do with terror. It's ridiculous.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN. Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals. Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to Phil and Brock and many others that are holding at 800-259-9231. Also cover some other news I haven't gotten to yet and recap some of the top stories. But before we do that, just for a few minutes, I wanted to bring Mr. Sibley up from Ready Reserve Foods. It is the longest continually operating dehydrated food company in the United States. I ordered a huge year food supply. I am extremely impressed. I've gotten affordable food before and then consumed it later. This stuff, they produce it all in America, put it together there in beautiful cans, high quality, and it just took a couple weeks for me to get it after I ordered it. I'm very, very, very impressed. And they've got some specials running, folks, and whether you're worried about earthquakes or hurricanes or whatever, or a financial collapse, or you want to put something out at your, you know, camp house, out on your land in the country, this is a system where it's all in cans, and it is high quality. This is the oldest continually operating company in the United States, and for good reason. Not a fly-by-night operation. I cannot tell you how impressed I am with the quality and the taste. It is amazing. Dave, good to have you on with us, sir.
Alex, how are you doing today?
You bet. Tell us a little bit about your company and some of the different packages and specials you're offering right now, and I hope people will take advantage of it.
Well, we've been in business. This is our 33rd year, continuous year. We always strive to get the best quality food we can find. my dietitian's constantly hunting and pecking, looking for new supplies or something that's better. We've made mistakes up and down the line. We've learned from our mistakes. That was years ago. We've pretty much got it dialed in. We're very proud of our products, and I'm glad you're happy with your food. It's time for this country to prepare, because look, let's take a look at Charlie. What happened in Charlie? I was just looking at the internet just a few minutes ago. People are frustrated waiting for help. Now, if we get hit with a major terrorist attack, this entire country will come to a grinding halt. Where's the help going to come from? You're going to be on
your own. The Federal Commission is saying it is more likely that we will be nuked than we won't. It's more dangerous than the Cold War, and yeah, I believe it because they're behind it. We have them saying nerve gas, all this stuff. That will cause a breakdown in society, a biological attack even worse. But, folks, it's just an insurance policy, an inexpensive insurance policy, and we have found a great source for you to get that insurance policy.
There are no supply problems at the moment. Should everybody and their dog want to begin to get prepared all at once, kind of like what happened in Y2K, there's a lag time. So your listeners need to start preparing now. You have to be the first ones literally to the lifeboats, if you're figuratively speaking.
Tell folks about some of the specials.
Well, at the moment, we have a year supply, deluxe year supply, normally $1,595 for one adult, and it's on special for, I don't have the data in front of me. We're also continuing, this was very popular, we ran a special, a three-month supply for $249.95, which is normally $499, and we'll continue that through this month if any of your listeners wish to purchase that one.
So you're continuing that special, and you have another. Actually,
right.
I've got it somewhere here,
we've
too.
We've had so many people call, and Alex, everybody, money is tight. People want to know if they can wait a month, or if it's going to be available next month. They've got money coming in, tax returns. So we've decided to continue it till the end of this month and give people a little bit of breathing room.
Okay, so instead of $400 and something, it's $249 to get a deluxe three-month food supply. This is high-quality food, folks. Give them a call. It's good to have 3 months. That's better than nothing. You can get a six-month supply, a year supply. They've got a lot of different specials. Give Dave a call at 800-453-2202, 800-453-2202, or go to readyreservefoods.com. Again, folks, you need to give them a call at 1-800-453-2202. They're great sponsors of the show. The food's from right here in America, 30-plus-year-old company. And I am so impressed. Compared to other food I got, this is night and day, folks. And I paid more. I mean, the prices they're offering are lower than what I've seen anywhere else. I don't know how you do it, Dave, but 800-453-2202 or readyreservefoods.com. There's a banner for them at the bottom of InfoWars.com. Anything else, Dave?
Things are changing rapidly, Alex. I have to tell you, you know what's going on. Any little thing can send us over the edge economically, terrorist-wise. And if people think that the government has just strategic warehouses full of food and supplies scattered around this country waiting to rush to your aid, they're sadly mistaken. That does not exist.
No, that's Switzerland or Russia. That's not America. They do have the most extensive bunker complex on the planet, but they don't tell you where those are, and those aren't for you. Those are for the elite. 1-800-453-2202. Dave, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless. All right, going back to the calls and then into more of the news, we were talking to Phil in Virginia, and I know Phil. I've met Phil. He's come to Austin. He's a great guy. Phil, I wasn't aware that you were street preaching and that you were arrested. Every couple days I see a new article of this. Well, you offended someone. We're arresting you. I mean, in a country where preachers don't have a First Amendment, we're in deep trouble. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, I had my bullhorn going first, and the man came up, the police officer came up, and naturally they called for reinforcements, you know. they said that I needed a permit for that, and so I told them that, I've been down to their city hall, I'm trying to get their permit, and they don't know what I'm talking about. So I said, all right, well, I'll just put the bullhorn down and just, continue on. Well, no, you can't do that either. You know, so it was just, you know, reminiscent of the what I've heard you cover on your program about you can't read the scriptures there in the state of Pennsylvania. It's pathetic.
Now, there was a case last year in Alabama in a parade. No one was allowed to have the Confederate battle flag. Now, whether you love it or hate it, folks, on the public street, you should be able to walk around with a small flag if you want to, or a big flag if you want to. And the federal courts have ruled, and bad in some cases, but good in most, and it's common sense. You do not need a permit. A permit is if you want police or to block a street. If you want to march with 1,000 people down the sidewalk, or 10,000, it is your right. And we've won court cases right here in Texas against Governor Bush when he arrested three separate groups of people for protesting on street corners. And these were groups, one group was handicapped folks, and they're just on a sidewalk, and they kept arresting them. And now they don't do that because they lost three $100,000 lawsuits, is what they finally settled in court for. They can't do this, but they still keep trying to do it. I thought we're in Iraq to bring people freedom. Well, then we need Operation American Freedom. Now, were you arrested?
Oh, yeah, I was prevented from, I had to produce my identification and all of that. And,
so, and technically that is an arrest. So
yes, oh, yeah. And they threatened to take me downtown if I didn't produce some identification. But, I knew that, it was just a ruse and that, it was just but that's the danger of this statutory code system. You know, a code violation in this country is a death sentence.
Well, they've got code violations where they take your house. They got these laws in New Mexico. Your 20-year-old son, when you're out of town, has a beer party. The cops bust you, and they take your house, but you can't get a jury or a trial because, oh, it's just a code violation, but we're going to take your $200,000 house.
Well, they had stopped a man here in Norfolk for a trumped-up charge, and by the end of the encounter, the man was dead. Just for a hanging license plate, which the evidence showed was bogus. A man had a leaking roof, another code violation. He ended up getting shot six times. I mean, we're not waiting for the police state. We are in it. I was in Crewe, Virginia, went to a dispute traffic violation, and I was parked on the side of the road. Cop just comes up. I wasn't in no parking zone, nothing, no breaking, no laws. He demanded to see my identification. And this is all about trying to find illegal people those who have a criminal outstanding warrant. That's all these things are. The seatbelt laws and
they're all excuses to set up a checkpoint and search your vehicle.
Warrant excuses.
Letting us know that they're the boss, that they're God. I tell you, I would have let them take me to jail. I should be out there preaching on the street corner. I'm saying you're doing a great job, but it's a sad day in America when they are freaked out because of guys out there street preaching with a bullhorn on a sidewalk. And maybe you should get together with some friends and have them arrest all of you and then sue them individually for what they've done to you. Bill?
Well, yeah, it's coming to that. And,
you better have witnesses with a video camera or bad cops will grab you and then claim that you resisted. You're going to have it on video. It's one of their favorite tricks is to claim that you've resisted.
Well, I've learned a few tricks from you, and I always like to have a video camera on hand.
Well, you're doing a great job, Phil, and I'm sorry that this happened to you. And then you go to the city, and they say, there's no permit for street preaching.
Yeah, or the loudspeaker. And you try to play their game, and, they just give you the runaround. It's just ridiculous.
I wonder why they came up to you. I mean, I wonder why they're freaked out by your First Amendment.
Probably because they just had some complaints. But it was in the middle of the day, not disturbing the peace. You want to be live peaceably with your neighbors. But, they just don't like your message. And
all right. Well,
criminal.
Phil, I appreciate your work, and God bless you.
Okay, Alex. Take care.
We're going to go to Brooke and others here in just a minute. But Stephanie, I want to play Renegades because this will make you think about how far we've come in this country, what we've turned into. And there's this whole backdrop of, well, it's the war on terror, but it has nothing to do with terror. So I want to play Renegades for all of you out there like Phil. This is for you, Phil, who are out there standing up, doing a great job, and just God bless you and I love you, and I'm sorry this is happening to you. And whether you're conservative or liberal, you're losing your freedom. Stephanie, do we have Renegades? Again, America isn't America if we're not a free country. And so to all of you out there who love freedom, this song is for you. When we come back, we'll take some more calls and cover some final news. Stay with us. Standing up against tyranny. We'll break, come back and talk to Brooke, recap a couple stories. Look, even in Jesus Christ's time, in Yahweh's time, you were allowed to go out and preach and even in some cases criticize the government. And that's what he was out doing. And finally, too many people listened, so they grabbed him and they killed him. But in Germany and in Russia and in China, you can't do that, folks. And that's already what's happening here. There have been cases where people are denied permits dozens of times. They finally go out and have a protest. They get arrested. This isn't freedom. And I don't know how I have to explain that to the police and others out there. Cops, if you get given an order to go arrest a street preacher standing there on the street corner, I don't care if people don't like it. The First Amendment is what you have sworn to uphold. It's incredible. And it is sad to see this happening in this country. You know, we told you all this political correctness and this attack on free speech was coming and that this was going to develop and there'd be hate crime and all this. And now it's here. Every couple days I see these articles. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. We're what Europe was 3 years ago. They're more advanced now. And we're going to be there in 3 years. And it doesn't matter if George Bush or John Kerry's in office, because the people have become decadent and have forgotten what it is to be Americans. We've lost our country. Now we've got to set about getting it back. But we've got to be honest with ourselves about how far we've fallen if we're going to get this country back. And, you know, now they're trying to shut down free speech and access television in Austin, saying, well, you know, if it criticizes a group or something or hurts somebody's feelings, you're going to be off the channels. But that's not a violation of the First Amendment. Oh, no. You don't have a right to hurt somebody's feelings, Mr. Jones.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Global shortwave during the day, 94.75 at night, 32.10, or on your local AM or FM station. God bless them. All right, I know we got a bunch of phone callers. We'll try to get to a couple of you, Brooke and Robert at least. But all over the country, here's Fox News. Private property may become preserved. You may only be able to use 10% of your property. That's the federal initiative. Also, we have the feds announcing they're going to pull out 70,000 troops, many of them out of Europe, which doesn't matter, but out of Asia it does. North Korea is a much greater threat than the Middle East, but they don't have all that oil. Very serious situation. Brooke in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to know you're still on live. Our station's kind of in havoc here. I have a couple points to make, and I know there's not much time, so I'll try to be quick. The first one is, I don't know if you heard Rush Limbaugh on Friday, but he was emphatically defending the governor of New Jersey. And I almost was going to call Rush and ask him what degree Mason he was.
Well, that's your new conservatism.
Yeah, right? That's number one point. Number two point was your lady caller that called earlier regarding the Masonic symbolism was very fascinating to hear. And I think she mentioned she was from Tennessee. And I was wondering if you guys are aware of the fact that the Tennessee State Capitol is laid out identically to the one in Washington, D.C.
And it's a giant pentagram. And people say, well, why is the Congressional Medal of Honor a pentagram? Oh, it's just an accident. Folks, this is symbolism. Great thought goes into this.
Yes. And the last thing I wanted to mention to you was, I believe the last time I spoke with you was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we had a conversation about Rupert Murdoch and the New York Post. And I called because I wondered if you heard this story. Tycoon's son lets guest be kink for a day. This is a story that was headline news in the New York Post about a man named Richard Quadrucci, the son of a billionaire printing company mogul who runs a private sex club in a family building in Gramercy Park. And his father is the largest printer in the United States, and he prints for Time magazine and Newsweek.
And why is Rupert Murdoch reporting on that? No, I didn't see that. I did see the New York Post article about gay porn stars servicing the leaders. Yeah.
Yeah, this is unbelievable, Alex. And then this is a mind blower. He has a guy. One of the escorts is called, catch this, Master Justice.
All right. Email me the story, tips@infowars.com. Good to hear from you, Brock. Brooke, excuse me. Robert in California, real quick, go ahead and finish up.
Hi, good. I just wanted to get your take on this new book by Michelle Malkin, The In Defense of Internment Camps.
Is that the name of the book?
Yeah, In Defense of Internment Camps.
I've been getting calls about it.
It just made the rounds on Hannity and Combs show. And she's so proud that she has seen the light now and written this book on, gosh, our forefathers did have it right. We just need to round everybody up. Word to God.
Well, I'm getting calls about it. Yeah, a book. I heard that called In Defense of Internment Camps.
It's in your face.
Well, Tommy Frank says it's sad, but maybe needed.
I thought we paid these other people off and said, whoops, we were wrong. That's, we paid the Japanese people who we interned.
Well, she says it's not just for the Arabs, though. The citizens need to be put in these, too.
This is just going downhill.
I'm out of time. God bless you. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to try to get her on the show. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, 15 cents a day. All my videos, the books, everything there on the site, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll see you this afternoon, 5:30, at Access Television for another board meeting if you want to come down and speak about that. And back tonight, 9 to midnight. But don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Yep, good old prison camps, concentration camps. It's all part of the new freedom. Camps equal freedom. What's wrong with you? God bless you all. Berkey.